Say it with me. I'm a soldier. You ready? Come on. Here we go. Let's go with the message. We're flying a lot of reviews, so we're going to do a lot of reading. Since it's Mother's Day, I almost called this message, Pop It Up, Your Mama Wears Combat Boots. And you know what? That really is somebody's mama in our church. That's Taylor, little Taylor, Roger's daughter. That's her mama, Roger's wife. That's Lisa, right there in the Army back in 1991. And this picture was taken before Mother's Day to send home to the family, to her daughter, her oldest daughter, Alexis. Alexa, okay? So anyway, so mama really does wear combat boots. There it is right there. Amen? Keep looking. Let's go with the message this morning. I'm a soldier, and we're flying, Roger, as fast as your fingers can move. Are you in Christ? That's what we've been talking about. It's a mystery. We saw that in a series, didn't we? Now, if you haven't been with us, you might for a little bit be a little lost, but you just play along. Here we go. We talked about this being a mystery that God loves me, but I am in Christ. Can you say that? Yes, I am. One more time. Yes, I am in Jesus Christ. I'm a believer in Him. We're going to put up several things now. I'm a new man. We saw that. I'm a saint. Say it with me. I am blessed. I am chosen. I am adopted. I am redeemed. I am what? Sealed. All these things we've been seeing. I'm in the body of Christ. We saw that. We also saw that I'm His temple. Can you believe we saw all this stuff in the last several weeks? We've really been at it, man. I am what? That was last week. His what? And we saw four things. How am I supposed to behave and act and live in this bride thing with God? I mean, when I ain't even got the husband thing down yet with joy. You know what I mean? Well, you walk in love. You walk in light. You walk in wisdom. And the last thing last week, you walk in what? Submission works in a family. It really does. When you start to submit to one another and love one another and care for one another, and you don't always have to have the last word, and you don't always have to be right, and it doesn't always have to revolve around you. Amen? Start submitting. The Bible says this in the church. This is how the church is supposed to behave. Say that verse with me. Submitting yourselves one to another in what? The fear of God. There ain't a church problem that any church has ever had that couldn't be overcome if that's what happened right there. Amen? Submitting one to another in the fear of God. So that's what we've been looking at. Now you thought all this was so good about you, right? Well, that's true. You are a saint, and you're chosen, you're redeemed, and you're all that. But you know what? There was a method to our madness over the last 6 weeks. You didn't know it. You've been in boot camp, okay? That's what you've been in. This book of Ephesians, I believe, was written to keep the church close to Jesus in their love relationship. And I've been trying to say that. It's all about Jesus. He made you all these things. Nobody did this. No church did this. No organization did this for you. So why do you let people, organizations, or something get you away from the love of Jesus? Say, amen? It's all about Him. If you see it as clear as crystal that without Him you'd die and go to hell. If you see it as clear as crystal without Him you would have no hope. You won't get away from Him. Amen? That's what we've been trying to beat into your head, into my head. And that's why we have this book. You've been in boot camp. Why? Because I got some bad news for you. Satan hates your guts. Okay? He's so angry. He is madder than a hornet because you have been lifted up and he's been cast down. Amen? You have a future. He has no future. It's over for him. It's curtains. And now he's going to come after you, chosen one, saint, blessed one, redeemed one, church, bride, body, all this stuff. He's coming at you with all hell. You listening? Say. See? So this is more than a song, the soldier song. More than a song, man. It's reality. So what we've learned over the last 6 weeks, now listen to me. You need now to put on the whole armor of God and fight. Fight with all your life. Fight with everything within you to not lose or get away from the love of Jesus. To not lose what you have in Him. Amen? Are you listening today? So that's where we're going, Rod. Here we go. We've been in boot camp. Now, pop it up. Say it with me. I'm a soldier. Amen? Let's look at it. Here we go. Lots of stuff today. You're going to be so fatigued when we get done. Wore out. Okay? So you may as well go ahead and set up and take it like a man or a woman. All right, you ready? Mama didn't wear combat boots just because it was the fashion. Mama wore combat boots, my mama, because it was reality. It was life. Life was hard. You hearing me? And she was a good soldier. And I want you to be a good soldier. I'd hate it to be said that people I preach to fell away from Jesus. They don't love Him anymore. You hearing me say? Soldier. That's what we're talking about. Finally, my brethren, verse 10 of chapter 6, here we go, the last chapter. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Finally, there is a war and it's against you who? Say it with me. Brethren. That means all the brothers and sisters in Jesus. The battle ain't just against Gary. I appreciate your prayers. And when you pray for me, it's Gary with two R's. Amen? Get it specific to Jesus. Amen. Tell Him, pray for Gary. Amen. I love your prayers and I need your prayers. But you know what? I'm not the only one here that's in a battle. Satan wants you, brethren, cistern. Amen? That's who he wants. Put on the whole armor of God. Verse 11. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're rolling. What's wiles mean? Why should I put on this armor? Because Satan has a strategy or plan of war against us. You listening? I mean, this is a different tone than the other messages so far in this series, isn't it? Every other week, we're feeling good about ourselves. Look at me. Look at what I have. Well, that's good. But there's a battle now. And you're going to have to stand for the Lord. Amen? What must we do to fight this war? We must realize there is a war. I mean, soldiers in boot camp. I mean, many times they're going through boot camp. And this guy's screaming, okay, but listen. And they wonder, why in the world are we doing this? Why we got to do this? Why we got to do that? And it never really hits home until the battle. And then all of a sudden, so many things they learn, certain things they can't learn, but so many things they do learn, it comes back to them. You'll never, ever be a soldier of the Lord until you realize there is a war. You listening? Say. If you think church don't matter, you know, everything's good, there's no devil, there's no... You're gonna mess up. You're not going to be in love with the Lord. You're not going to accomplish anything for Jesus in your life that He'd want you to accomplish, all right? So you got to realize there is a war. You must realize you don't have home field advantage. You don't have home field advantage. How do we know that? Look, we live in Satan's territory. This planet, the battle is fought on enemy soil. This is not heaven. Amen? Say. Well, this happened to me and that happened to me. Yeah, wake up. Okay? Most of the world don't even have it near as good as we got it. And yet we gripe and bellyache and complain. You try that on a battlefield, you'll be dead. Okay? Listen, we wrestle not, verse 12, we're just going right through the Scripture. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Say it with me. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual what? Wickedness in what? High places. You don't have home field advantage. Well, look at us. It's not home. We got home field advantage. We up 3 runs because we got home field advantage. That's an extra touchdown. We got at least a field goal ahead because we got home field advantage. We got the crowd with us. You ain't got the crowd with you last time I checked, did you? Say. Is the crowd out there with you? Yes or no? No, sir. You turn on your television, pop your radio on, listen to all this stuff. Are you being bombarded with the crowd going, great, you can live for Jesus, man? You're not at home. You don't have home field advantage. You've got to realize that. You must realize the intensity of the war. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're wrestling with what? The devil and what? Demons. That's a pretty intense battle. That's what the Scripture said. The word wrestle speaks of great intensity. What does that word mean? Wrestle. A firm grip. Pressing hand. Straining with every bit of strength to pin you to the ground. That's our adversary. You mean I got up on Mama's day to come here all day? Well, this is what my mama would tell you. My mom would tell you to buckle down, baby. Buckle down. You know? My mom would say something like this, buckle up and fly right. That's an old country talk thing. I remember her telling me, you better buckle up and fly right, boy. Yes, ma'am, all right. Amen? There's a battle. Be vigilant. We must identify the enemy. In Ephesians 6 and 11 and 12, what we just read, the word against is mentioned how many times? Five times. Against, 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 against. That is your enemy. You cannot have a passive attitude when you're in the war fighting the devil. That's like the song, "We're soldiers." Why are y'all getting so intense in that song? Because it's an intense battle. Amen? Tough. We got to know who our enemy is. Satan is your enemy. Well, I don't believe in the devil, Gary. You don't believe in the devil stuff. Jesus did. Jesus confronted him. Jesus fought him. So it's not my problem if you don't believe the Bible. That's your problem. I believe the Bible. The Bible tells me Jesus loves me. The same Bible tells me there's a devil. There's a Satan. The Bible tells me there's a heaven. Tells me there's a hell. Amen? You can't just take what you want and be a good soldier. Amen? Okay. Satan's strategy is to deceive, to divide, and destroy. Satan wants to destroy your life. Isn't that horrible news on Mother's Day? But we're going to give you a CD on the way out. It'll all get better. Amen? Okay? You know what my mama would want me to tell you? The truth! That's what she would. She's strong. She want me to tell you the way it is. Tell them right. And this is the truth. This is what the book of Ephesians is all about. Paul could have ended it by going, remember I told you in chapter 1, you're a saint, you're chosen, you're this, you're that, you're the other, you're all this. He didn't choose under the inspiration of the Spirit to end the book that way. He chose to end the book by doing it just like this. You're in a battle. Amen? So let's look at it. We'll never put on the armor of God until we realize there is a war and there's an enemy and we're fixing to get dressed. Verse 13, read that with me. Wherefore, take unto you the what? Whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to what? Stand. Amen? We must put on the whole armor of God. We're not to pick and choose this armor I'm going to tell you about today. We're fixing to get ready for battle. Okay? But you can't just put on part of it. Any piece of this armor that you and I refuse to put on is going to leave us vulnerable to the enemy's attack. Okay? God tells us in His Word how to fight Satan and how to stay in love with His Son. Amen? And that's the real battle. The battle ain't between you and me. The battle is really with us and Satan and my own heart staying close to Jesus, loving Him, not falling out of love with Him, because people are always going to screw you over as long as you live on this planet. Amen? It's going to happen. It's going to happen in the name of Christianity. It's going to happen in the name of love. It's going to happen in all kinds of ways. So be vigilant. Put that armor on. Don't let anybody take that from you. And it's your responsibility to put the armor on. I can't get dressed but for one. In the army, they ain't got somebody dressing somebody else. I don't think so, do they say? Now, Johnny, you need to be... Let me help you with your shoes. I'll tie them for you. I don't think it works that way, does it? Say, put your own mess on. We're ready. Okay, so that's where we're at today. I'm a soldier. You ready? So far, you ain't no soldier. We ain't got dressed, but now we're getting dressed. Here we go. Let's get dressed. Now, you know ladies love shopping, don't you? Say, this is a good Mother's Day message. You know you like them belts, don't you? Say, how many ladies, be honest, raise your hand, you like belts. Come on, raise your hand. Come on, come on. You know you like belts. You got two hands up. Okay? So we're getting dressed today. God's dressing you, ladies, gentlemen, young people, old people. Here we go. Let's go shopping. Here we go. The belt of truth is the first thing. Look at the Bible. If you have your Bible, you're following right along. Stand therefore having your what? Loins girt about with truth. Okay? So gird up your loins. What does that mean? Okay, what does this mean? What's this first piece of stuff talking about? Y'all got to stay with me. Don't go to sleep on me. Hang in here with me. Roman soldiers, and that's what this was written during that time, Roman soldiers wore robes that were long and flowing. When running or moving quickly, he would pull it up, he would tuck it into his girdle or that belt. It was a 6-inch belt that was fastened around the midsection. Got it? It was usually made of leather or linen. It was also used as a place to store weapons or swords or a quiver for arrows. A belt's pretty important, isn't it? Say, got to have that belt. It also had to be strong enough to support the weapons. It couldn't be no little sissy belt, okay? The belt was also a place to pin what? medals and honors and things like that. Okay? So the belt of truth. Why does God mention this first? Why the belt? We're getting dressed to fight the devil. Here we go. Why does he mention it first? Because without the belt, the robe's going to fall down and you're going to get tripped up. Amen? You can have the hat, you can have the sword, you can have the shield, you can have all that stuff, but if your britches fall down, you're in trouble. You are exposed. That is not a good thing. Amen? All right? Listen, also, without the belt, you won't be able to have the weapons that you need to fight the enemy. I don't need no belt, I don't need no weapon, because there ain't no Satan. Okay, that ain't going to fly. Say that with me. The belt is the bottom line. And what's it called? The belt of what? Truth. So let's see what we're learning here. Truth, say that with me, is the bottom line to the Christian. Say it with me one more time. Truth is the bottom line to the Christian. What do we mean? If you don't have truth, you're shot. If you don't have truth, you're shot. Okay? If you're not a person of truth, if you can believe all kind of religious mumbo-jumbo you want to, but if you're wrong, you're up the creek, aren't you? Well, all religions lead to heaven. No, they don't, not according to the Bible. That's a lie. That ain't truth. Amen? Well, there's lots of gods. No, there's not. There's one. His name's Jesus. That's what the Bible says. You're listening. Say, truth. Jesus said unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Say that last part with me. No man comes to the Father but by... That's truth. Do you have that wrapped around you real good or not? Say. You got that on? Say. Don't expect to fight the devil with some kind of religious garment on, all right? Look at my little band there. It ain't going to fly. Put Jesus on. Amen? Three things about truth flying, Raj. Truth with God. Truth isn't what you think, it's what God thinks. Well, I think this. Who cares? Isn't that how it is with soldiers in battle? Say. Well, Mr. Lead Officer, I think it should be done. Shut up! Is that right? Say. See? We want to fight this battle our way. That ain't going to fly. We come to Him on His terms, not ours. He loved us first. His Son died for us. But now I want to change it all. When you start changing, it's when you fall out of love with Jesus. If you keep Him everything, no matter what happens in your life, He's still going to be everything. Amen? Truth with yourself. We must be honest with ourselves and we must be sincere. People that don't truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ but want to act like you're a Christian, you're deceiving yourself. It would be better to be truthful. But what will they think? I think I've been a Christian all these years, but I really haven't been. I haven't really put my faith in Him. Who cares what other people think? We just don't want you going to hell and we don't want you dead on a battlefield. Amen? Who cares? You've got to be honest with yourself. You've got to be sincere in your relationship with the Lord. That is truth. You've got to put that on you. Honesty. Game plan ain't going to cut it when you're at war. Amen? Now, if there's no heaven and there's no hell and there's no devil, then you can just go on playing. Just go on playing. But if there's a heaven and a hell and a devil and demons and you're just playing, that's bad. Amen? Amen. Number three, truth with others. Choose truth. Stick to the truth. Run in the way of truth. You'll never be a successful warrior in the army of the Lord if you're a liar. Amen? You listening? I'm a believer in Jesus, but you lie like a dog to other people. Come on. Isn't that crazy? Who's the father of liars? Somebody tell me. The devil. Amen? Truth! Put it on you, man! That's what holds your britches up. It's where your weapons are. Keep it on you. That's the first thing we got to put on. How many of that ain't the first thing you normally put on you when you get dressed? I hope you don't. Got your belt on and a smile. I don't think so. Lord help us. I'm sorry. Here we go. But in this one, that's the first thing that's mentioned. Amen? And having on the breastplate of what? Let's look and see what that is real fast. The breastplate was the piece of armor that covered the body from the neck to the thighs.
There were two parts of this armor. The front was a solid piece. The other went over the shoulders. It was fastened tightly with straps. Without the breastplate, the warrior was dangerously exposed to the enemy and was not prepared to do what? Battle. The breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is the believer's what? Say it with me. One more time. Righteousness is the believer's what? Protection. Three things about righteousness. You need to be right with God. Right with God. Satan is going to hit you in places that's going to be totally exposed if you're not right with God. Amen? Are you right with Him today? Are you a Christian? If you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you from all sin and unrighteousness. Amen? You got to be right with others. You can't live your... Now, I understand not everybody's going to love you, but you can't live at aught with your brother. Are you listening?
I'm a happy Christian, but I hate him. And I hate her, and I hate them, and I hate church. And it really makes me sick. I love Jesus.
You've already lost. Amen? Right with yourself, right with yourself. You've got to be right with inside of you, knowing that you're doing the right thing and that you're not playing games and phony. And you've got to be right with other people. The breastplate of righteousness. Say that with me. Get right, come on. Be right and do right. Does that sound like something Mama would say? Say it with me again. Here we go. Get right, be right, and... Sounds just like my mama. Righteousness. Amen? We get that from God. But it becomes important to us to keep that kind of relationship with the Lord. Right living. Amen? We're talking about fighting the devil, not each other. Keep looking. The shoes of the gospel. We're getting dressed. Lord, help us. Verse 15. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got to have some shoes. Roman soldiers wore specially designed sandals. And this is when this was written. They had a thick base made of wood and leather. They often had spikes or cleats that gave extra traction on inclines and slippery surfaces. Amen? They helped provide a firm foundation. Don't you think fighting Satan, we ought to have some good shoes on? Yes or no? Amen? So what are these shoes? What are the shoes of the gospel of peace? Here it is. The personal relationship that you have been saved, the personal realization that you've been saved and declared righteous through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Are you standing on that? Say, are you standing on, my grandma went to church and so I go to church. That sounds like some slippers. Amen? I'm talking, are you standing on Jesus Christ? Are you standing on His death, burial, and resurrection? Does what you're standing on have traction when all hell comes against you? You're still standing? Say, amen? That's what I'm talking about. A realization. It's vital in this war that you have the peace of God. And by the way, you can have all the armor on. A guy can be totally dressed for battle. And if he don't have good shoes, if he doesn't have shoes on, if he's going barefooted, he can get a little old splinter or sand spur in his foot and he's down, ain't he? You can't function with something like that in your foot, can you? A thorn? Have those shoes. When you don't have the personal peace of God, you're going to be barefoot in battle. Amen? I'm going to fight Satan, but I don't really know Jesus. Do you know Him today? Amen? Okay, are y'all all right so far? I know, it's rough on me too. The shield of faith. Here we go. Verse 16, we're getting there. Above all, take the what? Shield of faith. So far we have the belt, we have the breastplate, we have the shoes, now we got the shield. Wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen? This wicked one. Satan wants you to doubt that God loves you. Satan is always about doubt. He's always about doubt. He wants you to doubt. So you've got to take the shield of faith. I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? How about I know whom I have believed? I am more than a conqueror through Him that loves me. All things do work together for good to them that love God. Do you have that or not? Or you got like, nah, lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. Well, that's a nice little prayer, but you better be getting you something. Amen? Say, better be in the Word every day. If there's a real battle, I need some faith. Got to have it. Keep looking. We're able to withstand His attacks by taking the shield of faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ is our shield. He's our shield. Now, during Roman times, archers would soak the tips of their arrows in poison, so the initial puncture, if it didn't kill you, the poison would. They'd also wrap their arrowheads in cloth. They would soak them in pitch, tar, and mess. They would set them on fire and shoot them to the enemy's camp. And the flaming arrows, when they landed, it would splatter burning pitch wherever they landed, setting everything on fire. Many shields were made of wood during those times. And wood burns easily. So what would they do? They would cover their shields with what? Animal skins, and they would soak them in what? Water. So when the fiery darts would hit that shield that's wet and soaked, it would quench that fire. Does that make sense to you now when you read the Bible? What is our shield? Somebody tell me. The what? Word is our what? Water. Say it with me now. The Word is our water that I soak my shield in. It's the Word of God that gives me faith. Does that make sense? What's the Bible say? Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? Fables? Fairy tales? The Word of God. We're getting dressed, guys. You don't grow by what you know, but by exercising the truth you know. Well, I know this, and I was this at my church, and we did this, and we had all this, and I'm doing this, and I done this, and I had this. Do you know truth? Say. Truth is how you grow. Truth is what matters. What God says do, do. Then do some more, and do some more, and do some more. Amen? Get truth, do that. Get some more, do that. Keep doing that. I'm a soldier. Satan trembles. Satan trembles at what God says. Amen? Keep looking. The helmet of salvation. We're almost dressed, guys. Here we go. And then you can go out to lunch all dressed. Take the helmet of salvation, verse 17. Protect your head. Our spiritual battles are fought more in our minds than any other area. Is that true? Yes or no? Protect your head. Your head. Put your helmet on. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. I have got to have my mind have the truth of God's Word in it so I can actively and correctly fight Satan. The helmet of salvation is more than simply knowing that we are Christians. It literally means, this is very important, equipping ourselves with the wisdom of God. Amen? The wisdom of God. God wants us to succeed. He wants us to fight. He wants us to win. He's on our side. He wants us to think like He thinks. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That's what we have in Christ. I'm a soldier. Roger, we're out of time. Okay, buddy? We've got to do two things. So far, the battle has been defensive. And we're going to fly with this end as fast as you can. Of all the armor we have looked at so far, it's been defensive armor to help us ward off attacks from the evil one. But now we're fighting back. How do you fight back? So far you've been doing this, right? So far you've been doing this. Amen? Keeping yourself not being exposed. There's two ways to fight back. The sword of the Spirit. Can you say that with me? The sword. Help me now. Come on. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is what? The Word of God. That's my sword. That's my weapon. Check this out, the word for the word, word. What's the word for the word, word here? It's usually the word logos when you see the word, word in the New Testament. But the word here is rhema. What's that mean? It means the sayings of God. My spirit, my sword of the Spirit is the sayings of God. Did y'all hear me? Listen, Satan wants you to tell him what you think or what I think. Satan doesn't mind you quoting me at all. But you know what? He trembles when you tell him what God says. When you say, God said this! That's what you do, man. This is our sword, the sword of the Spirit. Three ways to get the sayings of God. Go to church where the Bible's taught. If you don't want to go here, if you leave here, go somewhere where the Bible's taught. If they're watering down the Word of God, if they don't have solid doctrine, don't come talk to me. I'm not changing so you can go over here and have some watered down mess. It ain't happening. Amen? Bottom line. But if you do go somewhere else, go where the Bible is preached. And they'll put it. If they don't do it on a screen, make sure that they at least got it right there and you can see it. Read your Bible every day. This is how you get the sword. And then memorize the Scriptures. Memorize the Scriptures. You don't need to just say, Pastor Clark can quote a lot of Scriptures. You need to quote Scripture. You need to have them inside of you. Man, does it ever help. How many have ever been in a jam and, whoo, a Scripture came out? Come on. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. And then the juice. So you got the sword, and the last thing you need to do, need to have, if you're going to fight the devil, man, you got to have the juice. Here's the juice right here, Ephesians 6:18. We're wrapping it up. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. That's a great verse. We're human beings, but we've been converted. We've been converted. Amen. I am a conversion, man. I believe in Jesus. I'm not going the way I used to. I'm going this way now. Amen. We're not what we were. We don't argue in. We don't argue in anymore, run on the same kind of fuel anymore. What do I need? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The fuel which I run on now, say it with me, is what? Help me here. The fuel that I run on now is what? Prayer. Well, I don't like to pray. I get sleepy when I pray. Try that in your car. I don't like to get gas. It's too high to get gas. I don't want to put any gas in the car. Then walk. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to live the Christian life because you don't like to pray, I don't think I can pray, I don't want to talk about prayer, I don't like to pray, I go to sleep when I pray, then fine. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to run for the Lord. You've got to have prayer. I used to not be a pastor that believed in prayer. I never said I didn't believe in prayer, but inside of me, I didn't practice it. It was honestly at Fellowship Church about 5 years ago that your pastor learned the value of prayer. I learned the value of prayer. I would not preach any Sunday here at this church if some men didn't meet with me in a truck outside before I walked in this building. I will never preach, God being my witness, if I don't have somebody pray for me. Y'all listening or not? I need that. You don't know how discouraged I am on a Sunday morning getting up some mornings out of bed. It is, and I don't want you to feel sorry for me. But I stay awake all night, many nights on a Saturday night. I'm weak. I get here and they can see it in my face. And they'll pray for me. But by the time I get done, I'm ready to charge hell with a water pistol. That's what prayer does. Are y'all listening? You got to put it on, man. That is the fuel that runs us. It's huge. It's the energy that makes it possible for us to wear this armor. It's so heavy, man. I can't even move. Pray. And you can get the strength to start moving, baby. Amen? You try to push that old heavy car without that gas in it. We go into the store. Okay, y'all get out there, push. Just put a little fuel and everybody can get in the car and ride. Can't you? Come on, you can't fight without prayer.
We fight the devil and not each other. Let's tell him one more time. We fight the devil and not each other. Why?
Because I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Did you get it today? I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming at you, but let's get it. Say if you received it today. Amen?